Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello, friends. Thanks for tuning in. You know, I have a lot of amazing sponsors on this program. We're celebrating 10 years. It's 10 years of just great partnerships and alignment. And of course, over that time, there's going to be guests and organizations that we have come back and back for new events, for recurring events. I do want to know that when you hear them, get excited. Know that if I have them back on the show, that means that it's a cause I'm passionate about, and I hope that you will be too. So before I bring on our guest, who is a seasoned pro on the show, I would like to give a quick shout out to our media partner over at treasurecoast.com. Treasurecoast.com is your digital platform for all things happening throughout our neck of the woods. It encompasses Indian River, St. Lucie, Martin, Okeechobee, and North Palm Beach counties, allowing you to for free upload your events so that folks can know about them and figure out how that they can attend, whether it's virtually or in person. And this is the time of year where we want to be al fresco. This is the time of year in the Treasure Coast where you want to be outside. And treasurecoast.com makes it really easy for you to find great events and businesses to help align with. They are also responsible for a number of the breaking news Facebook groups that you can find that will just keep giving you up-to-date information, especially as weather changes and the like. Also, a special thank you to Foxy Nails, open 7 days a week in the Fresh Market Plaza here in Vero Beach, Florida. You can get manicures, pedicures, waxing, and lash extensions. That's right. So as you keep wearing your masks, your lashes can have that extra flare and look their best because our eyes really need to pop during COVID. It's just like a thing. So Foxy Nails, thank you for being a longtime program supporter. They have a new Oriental Market and Vietnamese restaurant all in the same plaza. They're just a great family, close-knit, that keeps providing amazing things to our community to enjoy and experiment with. I myself couldn't imagine not having my nails done and going to the beach and not having a pedicure. That'd be crazy. Guys, too. Mm-hmm. We expect that mm-hmm. of you. We do. So here in the studio, we're going to be talking about a really exciting event. Speaking of dining and being al fresco, we're talking Tunes, Taste, and Tweets. In the studio, I have the one and only Eve Chomia. She's our Director of Community Development for the Indian River Habitat for Humanity. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us over and over. It's always fun to come and talk with you about what's happening at Habitat. We're so grateful for your support, as well as White Glove Moving and Storage. Thankful for everything that you do in support of our work and our mission.
Absolutely. We wouldn't have it any other way. And I love that you all are consistently thinking of new ways to help regenerate the conversation about the need for affordable housing in our area. And I think that doing it in the form of a birdhouse is a fun spin on that. Tell us about the creation of Tunes, Taste, and Tweets.
Well, and I have to give Imani, my colleague at Habitat, credit for this. She had seen something similar that had been done somewhere up in the Northeast. You know, an event where you engage different members of the community, artists, creatives, to do something that they work on, and then you auction it off. And so we thought to ourselves, well, so we can't build a house, right? We can't all get together. I mean, we do, of course, build houses on build sites.
Regularly,
but in terms mm-hmm. of an event. And so we thought, well, hey, what about building something for our tiniest neighbors, the birds?
Right? yes, they are tiny, more times
they
than not.
They are tiny. And so we've invited 26 different artists, creatives, students, church leaders, just different folks, radio personalities, to come and join us. We've sent them birdhouses. And I have to tell you, one comment that we've gotten from a lot of people is that they were expecting like a little bitty birdhouse. But, you know, at Habitat, we build. So these houses, our birdhouses are for the whole family, the whole birdhouse, the whole bird family and the extended.
We're blending.
Exactly.
I love it.
You need enough space. And so these birdhouses are beautiful. Some of them are already coming in. And I can't believe the artistry and the creativity that people have put into doing the exterior of the birdhouse. And so somebody asked me, you know, what do you do with this birdhouse? And I think that in some ways it's decor for your backyard. And the birds actually do come and take residence. Which is lovely. And it's beautiful for you to look at and reminds us of the beauty in helping our neighbors attain a home of their own, a place of their own, and one that they can afford. So many working families, because we don't give our homes away. We don't give Habitat homes away.
No, there's sweat equity in them.
There is sweat equity in them and lots of hours that they put into building that home and building for their neighbors who are also in the program. And so the beauty of coming together and building something and helping give a neighbor that hand up, it's not a handout. And so the birdhouses are kind of representative of how we can all work together and do this. It's a fundraiser. So these birdhouses are going to be put up for auction online and in person on Sunday, March 21st, on our grounds at Habitat for Humanity. If you can attend, they will be online. If you can attend, join us and tour these birdhouses as you listen to the Bobby Owen Band. They're going to be performing.
They're such a great band. That's going to be fun.
It is going to be so fun having them back again.
Yeah.
They played many years at our hoedown.
They sure did.
And to have them again, and I think just having it outdoors is just going to lend my teenage girl talks about aesthetic.
Right?
It's gonna lend
a
certain...
It's a whole new feel.
Yes, it's a whole new feel. And so bring your lawn chair. We're social distancing. We want everyone that comes out to feel safe and in control of being able to keep their distance from other people that are also out joining us. So kind of gathering together, but staying apart as well. So bring your lawn chair. Join us. The band will be playing live.
And this is going to be at the Indian River Habitat campus.
Yes, it's going to be outdoors on the campus. We have been blessed with sufficient space out there that we can
have. We're neighbors. I see how big your space is. If you all thought the White Glove Moving and Storage Facility was rather large and impressive, just right across the street are our neighbors at the Habitat, and it really is very spacious.
It is spacious, and, you know, so we're going to be able to spread out. We're going to spread out the birdhouses so that we're not crowding all around the same birdhouse as we take a look at it.
Yeah.
We're excited that one of our birdhouses is a Jake Owen birdhouse. We're grateful for the Jake Owen Foundation and their support in that. So, and many thanks to Valerie at the eFlash News for her support in getting us that connection. Rhett Palmer is doing a birdhouse. And I know you wanted to as well.
I did. I was so going to do a birdhouse for you. Mm-hmm. So the family and I were taken off for one of our River Roman adventures.
Yes, which is exciting to hear about. So we'll miss you, but supporters and friends of Anna Valencia Tillery, join us.
Yes.
Come out and join us as we try to make friends and raise funds to build homes.
So let's talk a little bit about the online auction, because that Sunday in particular seems to be very bustling indeed. And the event is again on March 21st from 1 to 4 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Again, bringing your own chairs is encouraged. Yes. Listen to some music. There's going to be food.
Yes, the Maryland Fried Chicken. A chicken lunchbox.
How perfect is that? I love Maryland fried chicken on Sundays are meant to be.
Yes.
It is.
Yes,
it's a pairing.
Yes. I think it's going to be good. And Bonner Mobile Bar will be there if somebody wants to purchase a beverage, that they will be there as well. And so I really think it's going to be a nice, fun outdoor afternoon.
And everyone has something in common. They want to do something good for others.
Yes, while doing something good. So, yeah.
However, if you can't make it from 1 to 4 on the 21st, there's the opportunity to bid online. So let's explore that, because that opens on March 15th.
Mm-hmm. So you can visit our website, irchabitat.org. You want to go to the events page and take a look at Tunes, Tastes, and Tweets. and see the birdhouses that will be featured there. You can bid online. We will have, if you see one that you just want to buy, it isn't up yet because we are waiting for all the birdhouses to come in this week on Wednesday. Those of you that are working on your birdhouses, friendly reminder, it's due on Wednesday. we'll feature them there. You can bid, but you can also, we'll also offer a buy it now. So if you see one and you just have to have it right now,
you can
do that, help a great cause and have something that you can display outside in your backyard that's beautiful, has personality. These are not your typical birdhouses. These are going to be different.
Of course.
So, yes, with a touch of personality from 26 different people across our community. So I'm looking forward to it.
And then for those that choose not to buy now, the auction itself, so any online bids that they do, they're in the race until they're outbid. They have to kind of monitor it. But truly, the auction closes at 3 p.m. Sunday the 21st.
Yes. And the way, so we have, not to get into all the technical details, but you're able to go online. And if, let's say you're not trying to sit there with your phone the whole day. So you're going to go on there. You're going to see, ooh, I really like this birdhouse and want to bid on it, whether it's a friend or it's just something that you really love. You can set your maximum bid. And you can set the system that we use allows you to do your increments. So you're able to kind of set up so that, you don't have to babysit it. And the system will send you a text. You know, there's text that will be coming to you so that, ooh, wait a minute,
I
really
want to?
Yes. Yeah. And so it's really convenient. We've used it with other events and have become a little bit experienced with it. So it makes it easy for you to just say, okay, I'm willing to spend this much and go up in these increments. And if we need to notify you of something, you get a text. If you're the winner, we'll send you a text. So, yeah.
Now, one thing that I'm always a sucker for, and for those of you who are just tuning in, we're talking about the first ever.
Yes.
Right? This is going to be our first ever Tunes, Taste, and Tweets to benefit the Indian River Habitat for Humanity that will be on Sunday, March 21st from 1 to 4. It will be a live, outdoor, super safe event. One of the things that I adore is an award, right? Like, I love the incentive for knowing that you can get additional accolades.
And yes.
I mean, call it what you want. Awards exist for a reason. I love nominating people for awards. I love always seeing who the award winners are. Yes. Whenever there's a People's Choice Award, I get most excited because I'm like, my vote matters.
Yes. So in addition to bidding on the birdhouses, we're going to issue a People's Choice Award. So which one of these birdhouses is the best? And everybody has a vote. Your vote counts.
I love
this. Every vote counts. Yes.
It gets a whole new energy involved with any event. When it's a chili cook-off, any sort of taste-off, you know, at the Shrimp Fest or whatever.
Yes.
I love it. I'm like, if it's People's Choice, oh my goodness.
Yes. And there'll be, we're all, in addition to the People's Choice, we have some prizes that we're going to raffle off.
Oh.
So, Connie's going to kill me because I'm trying to remember. There is an outdoor boating event.
Ooh, excursion?
Yes, an excursion. We have tickets to the theater. We have somebody that has previously done a birdhouse, as well as this really neat wooden cooler that they want to donate.
Oh.
And, you know, so something that you can put.
So that the birds can also keep their cocktails chilled?
That's right.
That is so kind.
There you go.
Of them.
So, yes. And so restaurants. So we're trying to make something fun, but of course all going towards a really good cause.
That is so valid. And it's really a fun concept that I think folks will really enjoy. Mm-hmm. And again, Fried Chicken Sundays. It's just meant to be. Why not do it with Habitat?
I like it. Fried Chicken Sundays.
That's so about it.
It could. I really feel like this could become a thing. Connie has done a good job. So the idea, Imani, who I mentioned, we're so grateful for her creativity. And then Connie, you know Connie, she's just getting it done.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's a doer.
She's getting it done.
Yeah.
And I know this afternoon she was working on signage. 6 feet apart. She's working on that signage. She's working on posters to recognize our sponsors. We're grateful for the Becker family and the support that they continue to give to Habitat for Humanity. Many, many thanks our presenting sponsor, as well as many others that have come behind us and are supporting us during, it's, you know, it's a time when you're trying to be creative.
Yes.
And innovative. I think that's been something interesting to see as we've all had to innovate in this new world that we live in. And so we look forward to seeing what this event can do.
I concur 100%. And as I'm looking at some of the other sponsors, I see, I recognize so many of them. ImageNet Consulting, Carp Industries, Float On Boat Trailers, Girard Equipment, Musteller, Moeller & Taylor, which, I mean, he's been on our show countless times promoting the hoedown years and years, yes, and years in a row. So obviously, so many of these people, Marine Bacon Trust, Vero Beach Flash, and of course, ABC Printing, just longtime supporters, mm-hmm, of Habitat and there to help you as you continue to invent and create new, exciting ways that we can propel the mission.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is a talk that's not just happening in our own community, mm-hmm, but really throughout all of our neighboring communities and our nation as a whole, mm-hmm, about more affordable housing and how, yes, we can help to make that a reality. Mm-hmm. And Habitat can help do that.
Yes. And you help us build. When you come to an event, when you shop at the ReStore, when you give to the ReStore, when you volunteer, you're building. You're helping build alongside families that are doing their part. But need that hand up. They can't get it done in their strength alone. So we come together and we get it done. And the solution that we're offering is for those who are ready to put that stake in the ground and create a sustainable, long-lasting solution, home ownership. We help them by making it affordable. And we can't do it without you.
Without that support. It's, mm-hmm, so valid. All righty, folks. So you're listening to the Treasure Coast Insider, where to go, what to try, and how to give back through our throughout our amazing community. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the Moses. Don't go anywhere.
The Bottle Shop, liquor, wine from France, Italy, Spain, and California. They even do deliveries and parties. Are you planning an event? Bottle Shop provides liquor and wine on consignment. Pay for the booze you use. They deliver anywhere on the island, hotel rooms too. The Bottle Shop, next to the Boiler Bar. Both on Ocean Drive in Vero Beach. The Bottle Shop, 772-231-0277.
Pack your bags and move to Tradition, Port St. Lucie's most popular area. GHO's Lake Park is a 55-plus active adult neighborhood. Relax in two clubhouses and walk Rufus to the dog park. Right now, there are 4 move-in ready homes and more that will be ready before summer. 3-bedroom, 2-bath with over 1,800 square feet in the low 300s. For more information about Lake Park, GHO's newest 55-plus active adult neighborhood, visit ghohomes.com/lakepark.
You're being so dramatic. It's all in your head. It's just a phase. Just snap out of it.
Saying everything is fine doesn't make it true, and ignoring the warning signs of overstress won't make it better. Reclaim your life and talk to someone who cares. Could you or someone you know do with some help? Let's talk about it. Please call 772-217-3663 or visit mhcollaborative.org to find the help you deserve. This is your time to thrive.
Your business needs exposure on the internet. Google, YouTube, social media, and a great website. Get help you can afford right here on the Treasure Coast. Go to www.mostmarketing.net. That's www.mostmarketing.net. Start growing your business today. Go to www.mostmarketing.net.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, CaliberHomeLoansTreasureCoast.com.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider. Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today.
Oh, yes, friends. Welcome back to the Treasure Coast Insider, where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout our amazing community. Special thank you to White Glove Moving and Storage. Not only have I been gainfully employed with this amazing team for the past 9 years, they truly are movers with big hearts. I'm not even kidding a little bit. Like, we love to help our local organizations and our customers in their moving needs, right? Whether it's upsizing, downsizing, long-term storage for those who are looking to do some remodeling, spring cleaning. But just know that the market is hot and planning is encouraged these days. Even with 50-plus full-time movers and 16 trucks in our fleet, there is the opportunity for us to book out in its entirety. So it's a complimentary survey. There's no commitments attached to that survey. Although if you fall in love with the pricing and you know that you feel secure with the White Glove team, whether you're moving across the street, state, or country, we recommend you strongly reserve your dates, and then we worry about payment once services are rendered. It's just that easy. WhiteGloveUSA.com. If you know of anybody who is an experienced CDL driver or mover, we are growing our team. We would love to welcome them on board. A special thank you also to True Color Salon and Spa in Vero Beach on Old Dixie, the largest salon throughout the Treasure Coast, to help you with all of your, you know, pampering needs. I mean, ladies, our hair is a big deal to us and we want to look great. We're about to transition into a new season. They have a stylist to accommodate every budget and they have hours of operation to help us working ladies and gents. So really they are there to make it affordable and help you feel so good. And you want to feel good, especially with all these great events that we have to look forward to. And lastly, Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do. They never sell a loan. It always stays inside with them, and they always use local appraisers. So you're not getting somebody in Miami that's not used to the pricing here for what your house is actually worth. Caliber Home Loans can get you in the home of your dreams that you can afford with programs and packages that make it all very possible. So speaking of homes, we're talking about birdhouses.
Yes,
birdhouses that help to make it a visual reminder of the fact that the Habitat for Humanity is so vested in creating affordable homes for people in our community. And so we just have a couple of minutes left. We're here in the studio with Eve Chonya. Eve, she is our Director of Community Development for the Indian River Habitat for Humanity. So versed in so many fun events and ways to get the community energized. And this is a first.
This is a first. And we're so, I honestly, we've had a couple of new things that we've done over the past few years. I think I'm especially excited about this. This is really a fun, cute idea. I think that a lot of and engaging different people across the community in putting together the exterior of these birdhouses and putting design into them. I mean, I don't want to say that it's an art show. I don't want to say that.
But it's like one kind of a little bit if she had to like.
I mean, yeah.
You know, I mean, we are putting a People's Choice Award attached to
it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So there you have it.
There's a big ribbon for somebody. Someone's getting a ribbon.
Yes, exactly. So Sunday, March 21st. First at Habitat for Humanity's campus, an outdoor event benefiting Indian River Habitat for Humanity. Birdhouses, 26 birdhouses that are going to be up for auction. And you can bid online or in person. We'll have a band. The Bobby Owen Band is going to be playing live. Maryland Chicken, y'all.
Oh, Maryland Fried Chicken is delicious.
I confess I had it last night. Those chicken wings.
So good. So good. Yes. And remember, it's just $50 per person, $85 for couples. RSVP is encouraged by March 12th. Something tells me, though, if you mention this show, Eve might be able to sneak it in
You
know, bring your own lawn chair, bring a blanket. It's going to be a lot of fun in the sun. Once again, thank you to Habitat for Humanity for all you do. You've been listening to the Treasure Coast Insider. Thank you, Eve. Until next time.
Thank you, Anna.
Cheers.